prophet. Said I thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil. Whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore.
And of course, nevermore became evermore. The Raven, that version there by Christopher Walken, one of many, is one of the classics in American poetry. And Edgar Allan Poe's masterful genius even anoints a team in the NFL, the Ravens, from Baltimore, where Poe was found dead back in the 1800s. But his journey from Richmond, Virginia, to the hotbed New York literary scene, poverty, despair, and finally immortality, is a classic American story all by itself. Poe was responsible for far more than his creepy stories and poems. He helped to create a fully independent American literary voice, paving the way for William Faulkner, Ernest Hemingway, Toni Morrison, Joseph Heller, many, many, many more. Dr. Isaac Gewirtz co-curated a new show on Poe's real influence for the Morgan Library here in New York City. He joins me now. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Good day.
It's so fascinating to think about Poe because he is so vast, from the scary stories to literary criticism to his very serious novelistic works. He is a figure like no other.
He is. And this is what my co-curator, Dr. Declan Kiley, who's curator of literary and historical manuscripts at the Morgan, tried to bring out. We were so impressed by the breadth of his achievement that we wanted to bring selections of those to the general public. And because we had three collections to choose from, three excellent collections, we were able to do that.
And while this is an exhibit in October and roughly coincides with Halloween, this goes way beyond simply ghost stories, right?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, the whole question about whether or not Poe really wrote ghost stories is one which has challenged readers and critics and scholars since their inception. There were two kinds of Gothic. One is the so-called explained, and one is the Gothic that actually purports and does bring in the supernatural. And Poe was very much of the former, of the explained Gothic, the English tradition. What was fascinating to me in getting into Poe was that he adopted different narrative personas for different kinds of story. And there are styles that correspond to each. So he has the British aristocrat, he has the European aristocrat, and then he has the American.
And he loves to pillory the British aristocrat. Here's an excerpt from a review by a set of poems of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Even if the construction of her sentence be understood as implying that the fiery seeds were sown, not immediately by the steep generations that tumbled down the stairs, but immediately through the intervention of the supernatural thunders that were occasioned by the steep generations that were so unlucky as to tumble down the stairs. Now, you have to read the poem to totally understand, but he is absolutely trashing her poetry, using her exact words, and accusing her of being a drunk tumbling down the stairs.
It's interesting about Barrett Browning because in other places he does review her rather favorably. As a matter of fact, she thanked him for that.
It's amazing. Some of the rarest pieces in American literary history are to be found in this exhibit. Give me a sense.
One extraordinary group of items are the three copies of Tamerlane and Other Poems. This is the first published work by Poe, published in 1827. His name is not on it. It says by a Bostonian. There are only 12 known copies in existence. The Berg has two.
Wow.
Susan Jaffe Tain had one and graciously loaned it to the exhibition. And so now you can see three together, which probably hasn't been the case since they came off the press.
Isaac Gewirtz is co-curator of the Morgan Library exhibit right here in New York, Edgar Allan Poe, Terror of the Soul, and he's curator of the Henry W. and Albert A. Berg Collection of English and American Literature at the New York Public Library, where some of the Morgan exhibit actually comes from. Isaac, thanks so much.
Thank you.